Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of running Rebel basketball. Well, the future always has a way of arriving ahead of schedule, and don't look now, but the Rebels have already played 8 games. Last week, they experienced their first true road match of the season, as well as a tilt with their first preseason-ranked opponent. In spite of shooting woes and 20 turnovers, UNLV took Northern Iowa into overtime in a hostile environment before dropping their first game of this young campaign. Saturday versus Arizona, the fast, scrappy Rebels jumped out to an 11-point halftime lead thanks to excellent defense and opportunistic playmaking. But the visiting Wildcats fought back and forced another overtime game yet again. And in the end, in a contest that featured 10 ties and 13 lead changes, the Arizona Wildcats prevailed 91-88. But make no mistake, the Runnin' Rebels are back. It even says so on their uniforms. Expectations? Yes, and there should be. This group is athletic, competitive, and hungry. They're up-tempo. They're a collection of who's willing to make the second and third pass, and they defend you like their pants are on fire and it's raining gasoline. Get to know Jordy Johnson, Shakur Justin, Brandon McCoy and company. The future always has a way of arriving ahead of schedule. And for Runnin' Rebel basketball, the future is now. We'll see you out to Thomas and Matt for ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.